Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the John Thomas Hill Show. And I am the aforementioned John Thomas Hill. Glad to meet your acquaintance. This is going to be the new home of my show. Now, tonight, our first topic is going to be a rather interesting one. If you are familiar with sports entertainment, also known as pro wrestling. Earlier this month, or last month, early this year, I should say, Vince McMahon, the owner and operator of WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, which is now owned by TKO, who owns also UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championship. Vince McMahon was sued by a woman who accuses him of being a sexual predator. Now, I'm not going to go into huge detail. You can find this stuff out on your own. You've probably heard it already. For those of you who are professional wrestling fans, I'm sure you've already heard it plenty of times before. But I'm going to go ahead and give you my take on it right now. It is an abomination what he's done. And this isn't anything new. This afternoon, while I was at lunch at work, I stumbled upon a video of a show known as Now It Can Be Told, which was aired in 1992, was hosted by Geraldo Rivera, and the report was done by his brother Craig Rivera. It detailed then WWF sex scandals of the 1980s. Now, this made the news for a while. I think I remember seeing a Donahue episode about it and all of that. But the truth of the matter is, it was swept under the rug. Now, the mid-90s were not a very good time for Vince McMahon. He almost went to jail because of how much steroid abuse was going on in the WWE back then. So, he almost lost his business in the mid-90s when all of a sudden, here comes Stone Cold Steve Austin to save the company, along with The Rock, Triple H, the rise of The Undertaker, the rise of Mankind / McFoley / Dude Love / Cactus Jack, and of course Kane. From 1997 all the way to today, the WWE has, for the most part, been far and away the best professional wrestling company in the world. One could argue for a time, a few years ago, AEW, All Elite Wrestling, took that mantle, and TNA almost seemed like they might possibly pose a challenge in a few years, back in the latter part of the aughts. But Vince McMahon has been the dominant force in professional wrestling since the mid-80s. And now he stands accused of some very horrific crimes. And all indications are he is guilty. While he vigorously denies it, the very fact that he stepped away from his position on the WWE Board of Directors indicates that, yes, there is fire where the smoke is coming from. The problem, of course, is there were people who enabled this. You cannot get away with what Vince is accused of getting away with for decades without people helping you along the way, looking the other way, or directly being involved in it. One of Vince McMahon's top lieutenants, John Laurinaitis, the former head of talent relations, is accused of similar sexual misconduct. And now he's turning against his former boss, just like someone who's guilty of sin would do so, to save his own ass. Last week, when the allegations came out, I didn't even bother to look because I knew they were bad. The truth of the matter is, Vince McMahon, as I mentioned earlier, this is nothing new. We've been here before with Vince McMahon. This isn't anything new. And yet here we are, really wondering, is this really it for him? Or will he find a way to weasel his way back into the good graces of WWE fans? The truth of the matter is, let's face it, if Vince McMahon came back tonight on SmackDown, which is going on right now live on Fox, the fans would applaud him. They would defend him. They would thank him for what they've done, he's done for them. And you know, they would. That's the sad part about all of this. That's the sad part is the fact that the fans would embrace him once again. And why? Because deep down, we don't care. Harvey Weinstein is a horrible human being. Did some horrific things to some young actresses and other young women. And yet, had it not been for a few brave souls, he might have still been able to get away with it. Kevin Spacey did some horrific things to some young men. Sexually harassed and sexually assaulted them. Raped them. And yet, there are plenty of people who are willing to defend him. The question, of course, is do we completely stop watching WWE because of what Vince does? Should we stop watching the films that Harvey Weinstein once produced? Should we stop watching the movies and TV shows that Kevin Spacey once was in? That's for each of us to decide. But what TKO and WWE have to do now is to get rid of those who were responsible for letting Vince get away with this and for those who committed the same kind of crimes. This is not a private company anymore. This is a publicly traded company owned by a publicly traded corporation that is responsible to its stockholders, some of whom are women. And some of whom are men who have daughters, I'm sure, that would not want something like this to happen to their daughters. Now, last week as I was reading about this, I was, of course, not surprised that there were some men who were taking the defense of Vince McMahon, claiming that he was being framed, that this was all a conspiracy. The truth of the matter is, of course, is that it's not a conspiracy. If you've known anything about the story of Vince McMahon, you know this isn't anything new. He's been long accused of stuff like this. Look what he did in the 2000s. The way he used to do Trish Stratus, Stacy Keibler, Sable, and others. Even his own daughter, Stephanie McMahon. So what now? What's going to happen? Well, what's going to happen is that TKO will try to clean house. How deep will the cleaning go in WWE remains to be seen. I really don't know. I would like to think that they'll clear out a lot of those people who enabled Vince McMahon. But what if it's his son-in-law, Triple H, Paul Levesque, the head of creative? What if it's people that are vitally responsible for the running of WWE? Will TKO, the parent company now of WWE, want to clean that deep of the stench of Vince McMahon? It remains to be seen. The truth of the matter is, if Vince McMahon and his accomplices are not fully expunged from the WWE and TKO, then it's going to indicate to other employees, including superstars, they can do whatever they want to young women. And it will continue turn into a very unsafe working environment. So what happens now? My guess, there'll be an investigation. Vince McMahon will probably face civil charges, perhaps even criminal charges. John Laurinaitis will certainly do as well. He will more likely turn against Vince McMahon, as he's doing already, apparently, and testify against him to save his own scalp. Brock Lesnar, who's been accused as well, could very well turn against Vince McMahon, or he may try to defend Vince in court, claiming that this never happened. Setting up the proverbial he said, she said position. But who else is responsible? Was Kevin Dunn, who now has left WWE, who was head of production for decades, all of a sudden he leaves? And now a month after he left, this comes out. It makes anybody with any sense of decency wonder, how much did Kevin Dunn know? What about his son-in-law, as I mentioned earlier, Paul Levesque, a.k.a. Triple H? What about his daughter? How much did she know? Did she leave the company when she realized just how bad her father was? What about Linda McMahon, his wife? She's active in politics right now, trying to help Trump get elected back again as president. Surely Donald Trump would not want to have someone like this associated with his campaign in any way, shape, or form. And there's his son, Shane, who left the company twice and apparently openly clashed with his father about this conduct, from what we've seen in the reports. The question is, it's one thing to leave. It's another to stand up and accuse your father, like you should have done, and openly exposed his father for what he was doing. The truth is that we are just beginning to see this story become exposed. How deep will it go? How much more will we find out? How many more young women and perhaps even men were victimized by Vince and his associates? How far back does it go? Does it indeed go back to the 80s or maybe even earlier than that? The truth is, it'll come out in time. How many people will know? Well, who also knew? John Cena? Maybe. Randy Orton? Undertaker? A.K.A. Mark Calloway? Who else? What big names will have known about this? Did they do nothing? Did they actively participate? I don't know. This is a sort of Damocles hanging over their heads. And it can destroy reputations. It is well known that Undertaker, aka Mark Calloway, is close to Vince McMahon and has been for decades. Did he know? If he did, what did he do? What about John Cena, the 21st century golden boy of the WWE? From 2005 until the last few years when he's focused more on entertainment in Hollywood. What about The Rock, Stone Cold, and the others? How much did they really know? And if they had, what did they do? The question remains right now is how far did this go? And could this destroy the WWE? It's unlikely. But it could damage the product for many years to come. That is what WWE faces. That is what TKO faces. Could it harm the image of UFC, who are now intertwined with WWE? Possibly. Most likely, Vince McMahon will recede into the shadows until his passing, however many years down the road it will be. But the fact that Vince McMahon's wife, Linda McMahon, has not filed for divorce from her husband makes one wonder. Is she simply standing by her man? Or how much does she know? And is she as complicit in this as John Laurinaitis? In time, we will find out. Okay, now I'm going to have other topics aside from this. We'll talk politics from time to time. We'll talk sports. We'll talk about, as you see in the description, geek culture, pop culture, what have you. I don't know how often I'll be recording these things, but I will try to record on a regular basis. My hope is that you will enjoy this podcast. Well, that's it for tonight. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great weekend ahead.